We lost a baby through miscarriage on Good Friday in 2003. Our baby had a due date of the 17th of December the same year, but it wasn't to be. The miscarriage happened in the 8th week of pregnancy. We hadn't told friends and family, so our grief and sadness were private and almost more painful for the fact that we hadn't had the joy of sharing the good news of the pregnancy in the first place. The miscarriage happening on Good Friday made the loss of our baby feel all the more sombre. We were a young couple engulfed in our own grief on a day when the church and its people are also utterly engulfed in grief and despair. I was too unwell that year to physically take part in the rest of the Holy Week and Easter ceremonies in our parish. It was a case of me being cocooned at home, watching the services on television. Some 16 years later, I find myself once again unable to physically take part in the Holy Week and Easter ceremonies because of the coronavirus pandemic. This year, I will once again be taking part in Holy Week at home and watching on webcam and on television. Our Holy Week this year is tinged with extra sadness because we can't be physically part of the beautiful rituals that are so much part and parcel of our faith. For many people, there is a building sense of hopelessness and despair. Pope Francis captured it perfectly in his extraordinary Urbi et Orbi blessing on Friday the 27th of March when he said, "For weeks now it has been evening. Thick darkness has gathered over our squares, our streets and our cities. It has taken over our lives, filling everything with a deafening silence and a distressing void that stops everything as it passes by. We feel it in the air. We notice in people's gestures, their glances give them away. We find ourselves afraid and lost." Good Friday is like that too. A thick darkness has gathered over our lives today as people of faith. As Christians, our world has been filled with silence and a distressing void. We feel it in the air all around us. For many of us, this has felt like the longest Lent ever. We have been deprived of so many of the ordinary things we take for granted. A human touch, a handshake, a hug, hanging out together, and all because of social distancing, words not even in our vocabulary until recently. We find ourselves being called to come together to fight this virus by staying apart. That is not a natural state for us to stay apart. It's certainly not a natural state for us as people of faith. At this time of year, we would normally be busy preparing to come together in our parish churches for the variety of services that we do so well during Holy Week and over the course of the Easter Triduum. At this time of year, I would usually be finalising lists of dawn masses and Easter services taking place across the country for sharing on our website and social media and encouraging people to be part of them. In my own parish, I would be taking part in extra rehearsals and looking forward to being part of the choir for the Good Friday evening service and the Mass of the Resurrection on Easter Sunday morning. We will all experience Holy Week differently this year. It will be a Holy Week and Easter at home. It will be a simpler celebration, but hopefully one just as moving and profound in terms of its meaning and symbolism. But we know that these Good Friday feelings always give way to eventual Easter joy. Maybe this year we will experience that Easter joy with a tinge of Good Friday darkness and despair. How could we feel any differently with the challenge of this viral pandemic all around us? But after the darkest hours of this coronavirus will come better days and hopefully a new sense of what's really important in our lives. Maybe we won't take so much for granted anymore. After those dark days for us beginning on Good Friday in 2003, we were blessed with a type of Easter joy of our own in the run-up to Christmas. On the 17th of December 2003, the day our baby should have been born, we were blessed to discover that I was pregnant with our son Cathal. He arrived safely in August 2004, joy after despair. We are an Easter people. We are a people of faith. After bad news comes good news. After crucifixion comes resurrection. After darkness comes light. After hopelessness comes hope. That's why on this Good Friday, we need to hold on to hope and a promise of better days and Easter joy to come.